We told you earlier in the week that Haley is expected to soon become the latest Idaho city to add non-discrimination protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. After 9 years of trying to get a statewide law in place at the Idaho legislature, those fighting for gay rights in the state have had much more success at the city level. Frankie Barnhill has more now on what those local victories mean for the statewide effort.
When the Haley Law takes effect later this spring, more than 450,000 Idahoans will be protected under one of these municipal laws. That's almost 30% of the state's population. Sandpoint was the first city to pass an ordinance back in 2011. A year later, Boise wrote its own measure, followed by 9 other cities over the last 4 years. But Jess McCafferty of ACLU Idaho says the growing number of city ordinances doesn't mean the Idaho legislature should ignore the issue. She says Idaho's rural nature makes passing a statewide anti-discrimination law necessary.
Big cities that are passing these ordinances and protecting those residents are doing something that's helpful and that's good, but at the same time, we are leaving behind these people that may not live in a more metropolitan area.
McCafferty says with cities passing different laws, it could become confusing for people trying to comply with the different ordinances. She says a state law would provide clarity while ensuring every Idahoan is protected. The Idaho legislature held a hearing on the issue during the 2015 legislative session, but the bill failed. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.